question from Amit Prabhu. Please explain why Krishna was so merciful to Arjuna that he became Arjuna's charioteer and his best friend. As per my very little knowledge, I did not find anything that made Arjuna to be Krishna's friend. And at the end of Mahabharata, we see that Pandavas try to reach to heaven instead of Vaikuntha. Are they not qualified for Vaikuntha? Answer: Arjuna's qualification was his devotion to Krishna. And that devotion is manifest in many ways. First and foremost, in the most well-known incident, it is by his choosing Krishna instead of his whole army. And that represents actually the essential choice that is there for all of us. When we are to chant Krishna's names, one of the biggest things, problems for us is we feel we don't have time. That means we feel there are other more important things to do. Why? Because we feel that those things will be more productive for us, more practical for us, more important for us. So Arjuna, just by that one act, in a very dramatic and poignant way, demonstrated his devotion to Krishna. He was in front of a war, about to face a war, and what is more important than an army? But he gave up the full Akshahuni army, Narayan Sena, and just chose Krishna. So through this act, Arjuna demonstrates that he considers the Lord to be more important than the Lord's resources, which include everything in this world, not just the Narayan Sena. So apart from this, there are many other places also where Arjuna's devotion to Krishna is manifest. There's an incident described in the Mahabharata that Krishna and Arjuna, when they were in the war, they would have different tents to sleep in. But sometimes Krishna would go alone at night to the tent of Arjuna. And Draupadi would be there by his side, and she would be massaging him and helping him to relax from all the wounds and the tension that was there in the war field on that day. And when Krishna would come, Arjuna would... Draupadi would stand by the side. And then Krishna, when some people inquired to him, why he considers Arjuna so special? So he asked them to touch the chest of Arjuna close to him with the ear. And through the chest of Arjuna, sound came, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So Arjuna was even breathing thoughts of Krishna. And his heartbeat was thumping Krishna. And similarly, we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam that even when everything is lost for Arjuna, generally, if we are very powerful and lose something, we blame God for that. But when Arjuna lost his archery power, then he, rather than blaming Krishna, took shelter of Krishna. And he said, by remembering Krishna's message of the Bhagavad Gita, he is feeling greater solace because he is remembering Krishna and feeling the proximity of Krishna. So this also demonstrates that when you lose something of this world, if we love that thing more than Krishna, then we blame Krishna for having taken that away from us. But if we love Krishna alone or Krishna more than that thing, then we may still feel pain when the thing is taken away from us, but we get solace in turning towards Krishna. So when Arjuna lost that which is the most prized asset of a warrior, the ability for fighting, what was his response? He just remembered Krishna and continued serving Krishna. And as far as the going to heaven of the Pandavas is concerned, the Mahabharata describes one level of duality that may have happened in some other kalpa. There is another question over here which describes why are there differences between Mahabharata and Ramayana. Essentially, all the scriptures do not talk about the same kalpa, and they do not always talk with the same focus also. The Mahabharata does not depict the Pandavas primarily as devotees. It depicts them primarily as Kshatriyas and as followers of Dharma, and as a part of the following of Dharma, they are also depicted as devotees. But the Bhagavatam brings out the glory of the Pandavas in their purity and in their fullness. So if you want to understand Arjuna's great devotion to Krishna, we should look at the Srimad Bhagavatam, not exactly the Mahabharata, and then learn to see the Mahabharata from the perspective of the Bhagavatam. Then we will be able to understand what exactly is the greatness of the devotion of Arjuna, because of which he became so dear to Krishna.